Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready? Come on, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah, by all means necessary. It's the one and only J.I.D., the Kid Capri. And you know my man Tess Fool, leaning all over the city, banging all over the world. Got what's up, all DJs, turning up past 10. Ain't nothing to it, this is how New York business now. And we back at it, all happy people.
Tess Fool, straight face, you remember
the number.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. Come on, hot air balloon that could go to space.
Yeah. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Jeff Wilson, Mr. Going Sexy. You listen to the Spotlight Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, my guest straight from Chi-Town, Chicago, is my man, Just Mike, a.k.a. Mike Williams, in the building. Mike, what's going on, player?
Not much, man. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yo, thanks for being on time, man. I was a little worried. I'm looking at the clock, like 6:30. I said, well, no, you're on Chi-Town time. It's an hour behind, but it's basically 5:30 over there, 6:30 over here. So we good, man. We good.
Right.
We good.
Okay.
Anyway, again, man, I got a bit of a round of applause to welcome you properly to the show, man. That's how that goes. Right there, yes, sir. Yo, Mike, man, again, thanks for coming on. You know, it's a pleasure to have you, man. I love spoken word artists and poets and, you know, wordsmiths of all types. And,
okay.
You know, it was cool to just, you know, to meet you and by way of Joy Line and the whole, you know, National Poetry Awards thing that's taking place in September, man. And just glad to have you on the show, B.
Man, I appreciate it. Most definitely.
Yeah. Now, there may be some of my listeners that don't know who you are, and I spoke to you about this before, but you call yourself an inspirational spoken word artist. Is that the proper title for you?
It is. It is a proper title, inspirational. No, anything I write or thing I do, you know, I want to be able to inspire someone. You know, because I come from all angles. I share, you know, my testimonies. I come from just the deep consciousness of reality of life itself and just being real with yourself, you know, with whatever it is. You know, so I kind of refer, you know, with the label of, you know, as inspirational. You know, anywhere along that, inspirational, motivational, or spiritual consciousness.
Yeah. And that's very unique, man. I've met a lot of poets, you know, I've read a lot of poetry, contemporary poetry, that usually, you know, they'll speak on blackness and black unity, you know, spreading wisdom, mm-hmm. knowledge, and understanding. Sometimes it's erotic poetry,
right.
Sometimes it's romantic poetry. But it's very refreshing, you know, to hear someone who has that spiritual or that inspirational flair and message. In their poetry, man. So, you know, kudos, you know, for finding that lane and rocking that lane, man.
Man, thanks.
Okay. All right, now, before we get started, man, tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and where you're from, because I got listeners out here that may not have heard from you. So, you know, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what is it that you do.
Okay, me, myself, my name is actually, you know, Michael E. Williams. That's the name I was born with. But nearly, it was about three and a half years ago, that's when I started performing live and came up with the title of my name, Just Mike the Poet. Just meaning just to, no matter how far I go, you know, in life, just to, you know, remain humble. I'm Just Mike. You know, that's all. I was born to spread my voice and to uplift and inspire somebody. Like I say, more so inspirational side because the gift came actually from a tragedy. You know, that happened when I was 21 years old. So it was nearly 17 years ago. You know, my sister had passed away from a sudden cause of diabetes. And I ended up writing my first poem actually to her. And that's how I got started with writing. So that's why I always say, you know, the gift came from that. So, you know, I go hard. I go hard with anything that I do, anything I'm involved with. I try to do my best to do it to the fullest and make a difference.
Okay. Well, my condolences go out to the loss of your sister, even though it was a long time ago. I still want to say that. Now, So I think that you've been writing poetry for about 17 years?
Yes, I have. I'm 38 and I started, about exactly 17
okay.
years I've been writing. Yep.
Okay, so but those you haven't been performing your poetry live on stage. I think you said in the last three years
right,
or so.
About 3.5 years I've been performing live on stages throughout Chicago, the Midwest, and across the U.S. So yeah, 3.5 years.
All right. Well, you know, I'm glad you got in the game. I'm glad you threw your hat in the ring, man. I heard a lot of nice things about you. I haven't heard you do any of your spoken word pieces. Hopefully you get a chance. Maybe you can do one tonight before the show's over. But
okay.
I've heard you are very talented, very ambitious, and have a powerful, powerful message, you know, in your poetry. Now, something I didn't know is that that you was a barber, man. I called you today. You was cutting heads. You were in the shop. You at home. You know how long you been mastering that craft right there, man.
Over 20 years, man. I started cutting it at 16. About over 20 years now. I'm 38 now, so over 20 years I started cutting. I just decided when I was low on funds, you know, my old man wouldn't give me no money. For the shop, you know, he kind of believed in working and doing it for myself. So I didn't want him cutting it because it just cut me low the same way all the time. So I just got to experiment on my own head, and people start asking me, who cuts you up? And I say, me. And that's how I started getting my clients. So that's how I started.
Oh, no. No, that's a talent, man. That's an art and a skill in the hood, man. You know, a serious barber, you know, that know all the cuts, you know, the fades, the pro, the tapers, and lineups and all that, man. That's a serious talent, man. When you told me that you did that, that's why I wanted to make sure I mentioned that when I got on the air with you. But kudos with that too, man. You're a man of many talents. You got multiple hustles. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that. God bless you with gifts to do a lot of things, and you're taking advantage of all of them, man. So that's why I brought that up about that. And if I'm not in shot time, maybe you can mix me up, man. I trim my beard up or something. I rock a baldy, but, you know, my beard grows in with that salt and pepper, and I like to get it like, tapered and, you know, lined up, man. So if I'm out there,
I know
I'm going to holler at you. You can give us the address to that shop before we go. The other thing The other thing I wanted to mention is that I didn't know that you were a published author and that you had pieces published in an anthology, man. Tell us a little bit about that. And what book is that, and where can it be found?
I first became published in the Poet Anthology, Volume 3, Changing the World, One Voice, One. It's been a while since I picked that book up, but it's the Poet Anthology under Black Ice, who's one of my mentors, and I come up under that organization. So that was the first book I was published in. I published 5 of my poems in there I believe that's on Amazon as well, as along with my book, my personal book, Poetic Scriptures, titled The Life, Growth, and Journey of Michael E. Williams. You can catch that book on Amazon under Michael E. Williams, Poetic Scriptures. So that's on Amazon as well, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out, man. I didn't. I should have been up on that, you know, to check those books out, but I didn't get a chance to, and then the show came up so quick on me, man. I didn't really get a chance to do my research on that. Now, the Poetic Scriptures book, is that self-published, or, you know, you just went right through Amazon, or you know, what else do you have out? Is that it? Just that,
that
book you published when you were in the anthology?
Right. That book that book is self-published, and it's through Amazon.
Okay.
It's put up on Amazon right now. And I also have, you know, I have the paperback copy, which I'm actually doing a book signing tomorrow here in South Holland, Illinois. It's at Family Christian Bookstore. So this interview is definitely right on time.
kudos to doing that, man. I wasn't aware that you had published works out, and I know how hard that is. I know what a, you know, man, what a blessing that is, man, to be able to write and have your work published and shared, you know, with the world. That's a huge opportunity, man. So, you know, again, I tip your hat to that, to being able to see that through. A lot of people have that dream of being published authors, but for one reason or another, they don't actually get there, particularly poets. You know, a lot of writers, authors and writers, you know, they're more adept to having their work or spoken word off.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they don't even go that route. You know, they just rather perform their pieces and go on tour doing that. So congratulations on that, man. I'll definitely check that book out too, man. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gasper. You're listening to Spotlight, a Blog Talk Radio show. My guest is Mike Williams, a.k.a. Just Mike, inspirational spoken word artist from Chicago. He's in the building, and interview's going great, man. Yes, sir, man. I want to talk to you, too, about – now, this I did do some research on. And it's a nonprofit that you're involved with.
You say the nonprofit?
No. It's a community program, you know, designed to work with young people. And tell me a little bit about that, because I was on your bio when it says – that, you know, you work with an organization, or you work to reach youths in the community through, you know, through your poetry and your writings.
Yes.
Because I saw you just Mike the Poet's events page, and
I don't know what that was.
Tell us a little bit about that page, and maybe I'm explaining it wrong, but tell me a little bit about that page.
That page. I don't want to say it's separate from our poetry, but it is a bit separate from other things that I'm doing. It's an outreach that I do. I put on either concerts. I come up with different events at the Grand Olive Lodge in Harvey, Illinois. And I would utilize that space periodically throughout the year to hold, you know, different events for the community. And the events are free. You know, you're welcome to come out, and this is – is pretty much not just spoken word, but a way to outreach, you know, through different talents, arts, motivational speaking, or, you know, praise dancing, anything to uplift and reach the people. I do raffles and have food for everybody to come out and just fellowship and have a good time. So I do that periodically throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, that's I like that, man. You know, sometimes we need to give back, particularly to the young people, because they don't see any outlets for their talents other than what, you know, the media is always portraying, and which is like video games or other meaningless endeavors that they spend their time on, but they don't give you an opportunity to cultivate these gifts and talents and blessings that we all have, and young people really need to understand that and have opportunities to kind of discover those. So, Now, where is that taking place at? And you said you're gonna promote it here on this Just Mike the Poet's events page, but where's the location that you guys meet at again?
That location is 14401 South Halsted in Harvey, Illinois, at the Mont Grand Olive Lodge. So periodically, you know, I host my events. They do other things there as well, too. But actually, the brother that I reached out to, his name is Keith, and he's a client of mine, and he always extends the opportunity to me. So when it presented itself, you know, I was like, man, it was a great connect, you know. So that's actually in Harvey, Illinois, where I do my events at.
Wait, I got somebody who just called in. Let me see if they want to speak or they're just listening. Caller, you calling in to speak to Just Mike or DJ Gasper here on the Spotlight? Hello, you calling in from the 312 area code? You on the air? You just going to listen, or would you like to speak to my guest?
I would like to say...
Go ahead and say it. We're waiting on you. We're waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just like to say congratulations to Mike and his endeavors and I hope that God will continue to bless him.
Wow, thanks. Bless you. Who do we have?
My name is Renita, a.k.a. the Poem Lady.
Okay, awesome. Great.
Where are you calling from, young lady?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, you calling from Chi-Town. All right, Chi-Town in the house.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, man, that was pretty nice, that young lady. So you continue to listen. Or if you got another question, sweetheart, feel free to ask during the interview. Mike, I also want to talk to you about some of the other things that you do, man. I saw here that you're involved with On The Real Productions, a film production company, and that you're very active, you know, in the community. Tell us a little bit about On The Real Productions, film production company, man, and some of the things that you do working with them.
That's actually founded by that's another client of mine, a close friend, who helps with some of my audio, audio videos, and it's a talent search, and he puts on events as well in the remembrance of his two brothers that got killed here in Chicago. So I'm pretty much a talent scout, so I would search, you know, for talent with any production that they put on. He's in the film and also play production. So any events outside of that he has, I would be like just a talent scout, you know, to look out for talent and bring the youth in. Yep.
All right. Busy man, man. I like the way you're working with different entities like that. It keeps you busy,
yeah,
man, and it keeps you involved in the community as well. I'm going to ask you about some of the poetry. Now, you said you started writing at 17. You started performing a few years ago as well as publishing books. How did you find your genre? You know, how did you end up with the inspirational, spiritual, religious tone with your spoken word pieces and, you know, spreading that message? How did you end up, doing that?
I know through different moments or things that happened, you know, within my life. But this one particular moment when I believe I was coming up out of my divorce, and this moment I was at a low point in my life. So, you know, I really didn't have too much nowhere to go. I was nearly homeless. You know, I don't really mention that too much, but, you know, I do mention rock bottom, you know, within one of my pieces. And I was at that moment, and I didn't have anybody to turn to, you know, but God, you know. So I wrote a poem titled My Father, which is in my book, and it's also tattooed on my arm. That's how much that piece meant to me. And when I wrote that poem to him, he began to talk to me, and that's how I built my relationship, you know, with God. You know, it didn't come from going to church or anything like that or reading the Bible. It came from being at a low point, you know, in my life, you know, where I had no one to turn to, you know, but him. So he told me to go. He shows me things. And he showed go this route, you know, spoken word, writing, follow your passion and follow your dreams. So that's how I came off, you know, as inspirational.
Wow, that's a very interesting story there, man. I ask that question because you have people that are always telling you got rappers who want to be rap artists. They could do mainstream rap, or they could do inspirational, motivational, or religious. And there's a large following for that, as well as singers. You got some singers that'll sing R&B, some singers that'll sing gospel music.
Right.
You said inspirational, and you said how God reached out to you and helped you reveal your talent and showed you a path to go with it. How has that been working out for you? I mean, is it something you thought twice about, or is it something you struggle with, or that's just like, this is who I am, this is what I do, and going forward, this is what I'll continue to do.
Exactly. You just summed it up at the end. It's a no-brainer for me. You know, I've tried everything else. You know what I'm saying? I've tried women, this or that, money, fast cars, you know, all of that stuff doesn't mean much, you know, compared to my joy, you know, spoken word and meeting different people and, you know, different opportunities, you know, that's joyful for me. You know, I can wake up every morning not knowing, you know, God forbid the worst, but not knowing, you know, what opportunity will come my way. And I live for that. You know, I live for that every day. So, you know, the joy, it has brought me joy, you know, within my life, away from anything. You know, I could be rock bottom and still smile and laugh and crack a joke. So I will say that.
All right. Yeah, well, once again, everybody, still it's DJ Gathry Spotlight. We got my man Just Mike in the building. Mike, man, you've proven to be a very, very interesting brother. You know, I had no idea, you know, about your story, how you got where you are today, and how passionate you were about, you know, being a spoken word artist. You've been nominated by the National Poetry Awards as Religious Poet / Spoken Word Artist for 2016. The voting is taking place online right now at www.thenationalpoetryawards.com. Is this your first nomination for the National Poetry Awards?
It is. It's my first. I've gotten a few awards, you know, before here in Chicago, but not on a national level. So this is my first one.
Okay. Now, the awards are going to be held in Chicago. I'm assuming you're going to try to attend and pass and be there.
Yes.
You know, how's your life changed, man? You know, are you becoming more popular? Are people recognizing you more for who you are since you've been nominated for this award? How have things changed, you know, since the nominations were announced?
Man, I receive love. I receive, you know, support from people that I didn't know, you know, that probably would vote or it really, you know, be into you know, what I was nominated for. You know, I've also got the back end of it, you know, which, you know, I know that comes along with it, you know, but where people was like, you know, nah, don't tag me or nothing, you know what I'm saying? But that's cool too, you know, so, you know, I'm just grateful, you know, I'm grateful for the, just to even be nominated, you know, for something like this. And it hasn't even sunk in yet, you know, I'm just going with the flow of things, and, you know, I'm just grateful that I'm nominated this year.
No, I know how that goes. You know, some people, particularly through social media, you know, they cherish their space. You know, a lot of them aren't looking to hear about anything that's going on with other people other than, you know, their own daily excitement or things that go on with family and friends.
Right.
As for me, you know, I'm the founder of DJ Gaster's Club, the founder of Who's Who and African American Lit. You know, I had a public access TV show in D.C., and as well as these two blocks or radio shows. People are very excited about who you are and what you do. I've been getting inboxes and people checking me all the time saying, who is this brother? You know, what type of spoken word does he do? You know, how can I vote for him? Need more of this, man. So I'm definitely seeing in my social media circles, people being very interested in this inspiration, motivation, or religious faith-based spoken word, and I'm definitely going to look into your books, both of the one, Poet Anthology 3, and the Poet of Scriptures, to share with my readers and followers on social media, man. And I've been working with you. Yeah, I've been working with you to try to get the word out that you've been nominated and that people can vote for you in this category, kind of bring attention, you know, to that category, man. All right, now the show is going to be, you know, it's only 30 minutes. We're going to be wrapping up in a little while. Now, you said that, and I had asked you earlier during the interview, if you would do a piece for us before we wrapped up. Are you still going to be able to do that? Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, how much time I got with the piece?
Well, we got like 5 more minutes for the show, but
okay,
listen, you can take as long as you want. I can run it over. All right, everybody. Once again, DJ Gas, the Spotlight Block Talk Radio Show. We got guest poet Just Mike in from Chicago. He's actually going to perform a piece that he chose specifically for my show here tonight to share with us. So put your hands together, everybody, for just Mike. Personal spoken word artist.
I am reality. Reality of those mentally institutionalized with hallucinations in the mind. I was injected with medications to keep me from seeing the signs. Or is it all illusions as I find solutions to this lifetime? To predict what lies ahead and to pick what to leave behind. I am reality. Reality of Christians that's not afraid to speak their mind. You see, I question God of answers I have yet to find. He told me to keep living, and they will be revealed with time. I am reality, reality of those demonized with peace in the mind. Near-death experiences, close to 10 times, dealing with the courts and going through a bitter divorce. I was having thoughts to kill with no remorse. I am reality, reality of forgiveness that's being forced, fasting and praying, constantly restraining from sexual intercourse. That was a mental and spiritual healing. I said that was a mental and spiritual healing. I became much stronger, gained more control of my feelings. I studied, worshipped, lit candles before a million. I am reality, reality of being righteous as well as being a heathen. You see, what I saw as a little child, I later started reaping. I remember being deceiving, perpetrating. To the left, my hat would be leaning. And yeah, I torched animals till they stopped breathing, headed the wrong way with no fears of being beaten. I got older and started seeing the things my dad was preaching, learning the hard way. My wisdom was increasing. I gained love from tough love that had me deeply thinking. I am reality, reality of change and belief, the good and the bad, living my life too fast. You see, Jeff, I hit rock bottom, having everything to crash. I am reality, reality of those that arise from a disastrous past, having love, being hate. I remember a pistol was pointed in my face. I had a strong urge to retaliate, leave him somewhere buried without a trace. I had my little son to think about. We couldn't bear for me to catch a case and leave a father that's within this evil place. So I just wish the death would come and take him away. But was I wrong for feeling that way? After going through so many pains and heartaches, being placed in situations with no way to escape. I remember my car was faced the opposite way on the Bishop Ford Expressway. Coming head on was an 18-wheeler with no attempts to brake. You see, y'all, there was no time to pray. All I could do was bow my head and wait. But reality is that just Mike is still here today. I'm living out my purpose and holding on to faith. I am reality. I am the reconciliation of all hate against enemies and race, having your mind in a murdering state. I am reality. I am that voice of the black nationality. All religions transform the spirituality. I am the Book of Psalms with the King Solomon's mentality, poetry deep inside of a poetic gallery. I am comfort to all of those that may have lost someone to a fatality. From birth, I was reality. I dealt with situations throughout my years that rattled me. I maintained and became an inspiration to a generation of realities. I am peace, not war, so don't try to battle me. You lose anyway trying to mentally wrestle me. I've been spiritually dead, came back alive, baptized with Calvary. I live my lives on both sides. I am reality of all my realities. So who are you? Because I am reality. And that's that piece, reality.
All right. I feel you. I hear you. I was hanging on every word. I like the wordplay, man, the metaphors and the similes that you had there, man. Very powerful, man. I got to get another hand clap. I really wasn't ready for that.
Thanks.
Yo, nice piece, man. I see why you got the nomination.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yo, listen, good luck, man, with the awards, B. I'm a little bit excited for you now. I mean, I already was, and it was on par to help you get the votes now, but you're a talented brother, man. And the place that you're speaking from, you know, the message that you're bringing across, man, is needed. It's necessary. It's timeless. It's contemporary. It's just what brothers and sisters need to hear out here today, because a lot of the rhetoric that's spewed, you know, through spoken word, as well as poetry and rap music and other forms of verbal communications. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. Listen, man, the show is just about over. You said you got a book signing coming up. Tell us a little bit about that book signing, where it's going to be, and how people can come out and get autographed copies of your book.
It's called Experience of Life on a Journey with Michael E. Williams, a.k.a. Just Mike the Poet. And this event is actually tomorrow, Saturday, August 20th, from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 550 East 162nd Street in South Holland, Illinois. Again, that's 550 East 162nd South Holland, Illinois at Family Christian Bookstore. And that will be my first book signing actually in a bookstore. I have my books, my CD, 8-track CD, as well as some bookmarks as well, too. So even if people had a book, you can still get it, you know, come through, get a bookmark, ask questions, or I'll read a piece for my book.
Yo, congratulations on the signing, man. It's always a big thing when you come out and meet people in person. A lot of times people sit back behind their work or social media, even their publications, and don't really go out and meet people and discuss things with them. A lot of times people love to talk to you about who you are and what you do, man. And it's a good look for you to share your time and go out and meet the supporters that you have. Now, you've also been nominated, as I said before, in the Religious Poet Spoken Word category at the National Poetry Awards. Tell the listeners about that award, why it's so important, and why they should go online and vote for you.
Well, first of all, this is the reason why I do spoken word. Like I say, I was inspired, you know, to write through the tragedy of my sister, and that's inspiration, you know, within itself in a spiritual transformation that took place. And, you know, with everything since that day, you know, I just go hard. I speak through her, and, you know, I'm about the people. You know, if I never got paid a dime, you know, I would still perform on the stage and share my voice, you know, to the youth and to the world and try to make change and bring forth a difference. So please, you know, go vote for me. Nominate Just Mike under religious category at the NationalPoetryAwards.com.
All right. Yeah, man. Yeah, if y'all listening out there, www.thenationalpoetryawards.com. The category is Religious Poet Spoken Word Artist of the Year 2016. Congratulations to all the other nominees for the National Poetry Awards. There's a lot of people out there. Joy Lyon has been nominated for Poet of the Year. My man James Gordon, a.k.a. Pizzle, Greatest Poet Alive, he's been nominated National Poetry Awards. And I think the POET group out there that you mentioned with Just Ike, I think they got like 9 or 10. That group of Black Eyes has 9 or 10 poets that have been nominated as well. You know, support poetry, support spoken word artists, and support this movement that the National Awards puts together every year to bring attention to poetry and spoken word. Very, very talented brothers and sisters out here. I can't say enough about y'all, man. You're pretty much unsung or unheralded. And the message is real. And it's timely, it's necessary, and it's needed, you know. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby. You've been listening to the Spotlight Block Talk Radio Show with my guest, Just Mike. Mike Williams, a.k.a. Poet Just Mike. He did a wonderful, wonderful spoken word piece. If you missed it, make sure you go to the website, www.blocktalkradio.com/thespotlight, and check that out. And don't forget to join me next Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. again for Who's Who on African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. Yo, Mike, man, it's been a pleasure, my brother, having you on here. It really has.
Man, I'm grateful, man. I appreciate you, man. It couldn't have been at a better time.
All right. And again, congratulations on the book signing tomorrow. And, you know, best of luck on, you know, being nominated in that category, a religious poet. I think the voting is going to be going on until the 23rd or 22nd or 23rd of August.
22nd.
So if you didn't vote, 22nd, make sure you go there and vote. Tons and tons of categories. You know, a lot of authors are nominated. National Poetry Awards is doing a wonderful, wonderful job by putting this award show on. It's going to be September 2nd and 3rd in Chicago. You can just Google the National Poetry Awards to get further information about the location, but it's a two-day event, September 2nd and 3rd in Chicago. Mike, man, I'm gonna check those books out, the Poet Anthology as well as Poetic Scriptures. Again, I'm going to keep the push going for you to be crowned Religious Poet Spoken Word Artist of the Year, and continue to follow you on social media, my brother.
Nah, most definitely. I appreciate it. Wonderful.
Yeah. Anything you want to say, last words to anybody out there before we shut it down?
Man, if you out there, man, you don't have a purpose, you know, find one and go with it. Go with it hard and start your journey, man. It'll be nothing like never before. You know, put y'all into whatever you do and live life. Just live life to the fullest. You know, it's too short, so.
Now
live it up.
Wow, that's some inspirational words for you. Yo, Mike, God bless you, man. Good luck. You know, keep doing what you're doing, brother. We love you, and we support you 100%. To the young lady that called in, thanks for calling in and, you know, hollering at Just Mike and supporting the whole movement. Mike, man, you already know what it is. I'll be in touch with you in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk.
Okay.
And to everybody out there listening, God bless you. Be safe, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, cool. Same to you, bro. Peace. Yeah.
Are y'all ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, yeah. By all means necessary. It's the one and only J.I.D. the Kid Capri. And you know my man Tech Fool, leaning all over the city, banging all over the world. That's what's up. All DJs turning up past 10. Ain't nothing to it.
Cast move straight face, you remember?
No, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Come on, sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. Come on, hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Oh, you gonna make the salad?
Yeah.
All right, I eat some more of it then.
It was only that one little. That's a one person thing anyway. No, I eat the rest of it. That shit hold me. What you gonna put? Oh, you gonna make that chef salad with the ham and stuff?